Welcome back to another episode of Michigan Hidden History. I have to apologize because I have not been recording or posting any new episodes since April. And that is only because the last, 2 months of school was really stressful and I couldn't be taking my time out of my day to record and post. So, starting from next week, or starting from when I post this on June 27th, I will be posting regularly throughout the rest of the year and throughout the next year. So, yeah. So, welcome back to another episode. And today we are back in Jackson, Michigan. And today we are going to be talking about the First Congregational Church and the St. Mary's Star of Sea Church. So, before we start, I want you to make sure to rate and review on Apple and rate the show on Spotify. And when you do this, make sure you leave a 5-star rating. If you don't, please explain what I can do better. And let's learn some history. So, we are going to start off with the First Congregational Church. And this church was built in 1859, and it was planned by an architect named Horatio White of Syracuse, New York. This was the third church that the congregation built. In September of 1861, a few months after this American Civil War started, on the eve that the two regiments had to depart and go off to duty, They gathered with their families in the crowded sanctuary of this church. So after that night, they were joined by the 8th and 9th regiments in Detroit's Fort Wayne. So, if you don't know, Detroit was a fort before, and that's how it became a city. So did St. Ignace, and so is Sault Ste. Marie. Also, in 1871, the building was raised 8 feet to make room for lower level classrooms. And there was a big anti-slavery movement at the church, and it actively participated in social reforms, most notably the Temperance Movement and the Civil Rights Crusades. So if you don't know what the Temperance Movement was, it was late 1800s to early 1900s, where people were very staunchly against drinking alcohol in public, drinking any form of alcohol at all. And so they lobbied the U.S. Congress to pass an amendment, and this was the 18th Amendment at the time, and it was passed and signed into law in January of 1920. I believe it's January. I know that the year was 1920. And then after a while, after 13 years, people decided that it's not working because during the Prohibition era, people were going to speakeasies and finding places to drink. So speakeasies are secret locations where people drank during the Prohibition era. Some of them were raided by cops, others were not. And it depends on whether you had an easy way to figure out whether it is allowed or whether not to drink. So 13 years later, in 1933, the U.S. Congress passed the 21st Amendment to the Constitution, which ended the Prohibition era. So they were most notably in favor of banning alcohol everywhere and not letting anyone drink it. And they were also part of the Civil Rights Crusades, where people would go out and fight for African-American civil rights, of course. And yeah, so that's what happened in this church. A very historical church, and very significant events happened around this church. So, and its movements that it notably backed. So, after the break, after an ad break, we will go into the St. Mary Star of the Sea Church. So, we're back from the ad break, and we're going to start off in the year of 1880 and with Bishop Caspar Borges of the Detroit Diocese, which approved the establishment of a second Catholic church in the city of Jackson. The church held a ceremony on July 4th, 1881, and the present limestone structure was built between the years of 1923 and 1926. It was designed by Frederick Spire of Detroit, and one of the towers housed a 2,700-pound 1902 bell from the parish's first church. The edifice also features stained glass windows imported from Innsbruck, Australia, and Italian Carrara marble altars and communion rails. They used confessionals and pews from their first church, so it saved a lot of money, and there's a lot of historical value in that church already. The church's membership grew from 124 when it was founded in 1888 to 3,800 at the centennial celebration in 1980. The church has only had 6 pastors to date, because everyone has been living and surviving, and they've only needed to replace 5 other pastors. So, yeah, that is that. So, that's the end of this episode. I wish I had more insight to you on churches, except for whatever it says on the historical marker, but I'm not well versed in churches. So I hope you enjoyed this episode on the First Congregational Church and on St. Mary's Star of the Sea Church. You can listen to this wherever you find podcasts. Don't forget to rate and review on Apple and rate on Spotify. And also, before I end with a quote, I have an Instagram page. It's MI Hidden History. Please go and follow it. I don't have a Twitter anymore. Since Elon Musk bought it, I deleted all my Twitter accounts since I don't want him knowing anything that I'm doing. So this week's quote is, "Never be afraid to start over. It's a chance to rebuild your life the way you wanted it all along." Thank you for listening. See you next week. And that is so true. I will see you next week. And let's make Michigan history great.